This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
A good weekend for New York basketball. The Knicks win on Friday and Sunday, and then St. John's on Saturday wins the Big East tournament regular season title by beating Seton Hall, and now he'll see if they could win the Big East tournament. And, you know, that's one of the things where it's kind of stinks when you're a really good team and you have your conference tournament, and you don't need your conference tournament necessarily to get into the tournament. You know you're going to be a pretty high seed. Oof. It's like, is it the worst thing if you don't make it all the way to the end in that tournament so you guys could get some rest, especially when you have a bunch of banged up dudes on the team? Like,
I know, I was thinking about this for St. John's, for their sake. I think because they haven't won the Big East in so long, that it would be nice to have what I would consider a double-double. You know, you win the regular season and you win the tournament and you go in as either a one or a two seed. I think it's going to be hard for them to get to a one seed.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But I definitely think they can get to a two seed at least. And it's been an incredible year. And when I look at the rankings, I mean, the top 10 are all like right there with each other. Maybe Auburn and Duke are a tick higher than everybody else, but because it's a one game and you win when you get to the tournament, and you lose and you're out, everybody in that top 10, I believe everybody in the top 10 has a chance to win the national championship, especially if they're seated in the right spot.
Yeah, it's one of the toughest things to predict. Of course, it's a one and done situation. I mean, this team gets off to slow starts. There's three issues with them, and there's so many great things that they do. But if the three issues that could hold them back in a tournament situation is they get off to slow starts, their free throw shooting isn't great, and their 3-point shooting isn't great.
Well, that ain't good.
Yeah, well, those are three things that, but there's so many great things about them. I mean, they care so deeply about winning. They are focused and go balls to the wall every single minute that they're out there. They play unbelievable defense. They out-rebound everybody. I mean, they're just, and they come back, you know, so it's like, okay, you get off to a slow start, but they're always winning the games. So there's a lot more positive than negative with the team. But those are, if they're going to lose and get knocked off before the Sweet 16, it'll be one of those three things or a combo of one of those three things that'll hold them back.
It seems to me like it is like your classic Pitino team, you know, where you're going to be playing defense and rebounding, win you games. There's no question about that. But the thing that does cost you games is your free throws, especially in these games, especially late in games. And, you know, when you get to against the better teams, those are the moments where you really got to knock down free throws. And look, as a Maryland fan, somebody who's been watching Maryland basketball my entire life, I mean, that's usually what kills us is the free throws. Or we can't get the ball inbounds on a crucial possession for some reason. It's just the thing that, you know, as a Maryland fan that I kind of feel like has always been like that way with us. And, you know, we got a good team this year, too. They're going to be a top 15 team, and we'll see what happens with them in the Big Ten tournament. But maybe St. John's and Maryland will end up playing again.
Yeah, St. John's, you know, this season is already a humongous success. I mean, it's the best season that they have had in decades. The fan base is inspired. They're selling out the Garden. It's just been amazing. I mean, people, you have, you know, of course, the passing of Luke Carnesecca this year, too, and honoring him. I mean, this has just been overwhelming for a St. John's fan that's been through such sludge for the better part of, you know, these last three decades. But, you know, with the Knicks, it's a little bit different. So, like, St. John's is going to go to the tournament. If they make it to the Sweet 16, maybe they don't make it out of the Sweet 16. People are going to remember this season forever because this was the first time that they came back and were a legitimate top 10 basketball team and may even be a 2 seed in the tournament. With the Knicks, it's like if they don't make it out of the second round and lose to the Celtics in the second round, it's just going to feel like a dud, even though that they're 20 games above 500 and there's the best offensive Knicks team we've seen in a very long time. Like the way that these seasons are going for both of these teams, like the ending is going to feel so different, you know, obviously barring championships for both of them, but the ending is going to feel so different. Like it's just like the Knicks are having like a Yankees type season. Where it's like, okay, you know, they're really good, but can they beat the Astros? You know, like, it feels like that. You know, where St. John's is, everything feels new again. Everything is awesome. Every win is special. You know, the confetti coming down and everything. And you haven't seen that in a while. You know, last year's Knicks team felt like that was the first foray into it. And, you know, Jalen Brunson doing what he's doing and all of that. But this year's different. You got to be better this year.
Well, the expectations, especially when Leon Rose makes the trade for Mikal Bridges, and, of course, Karl Anthony Towns. Those are big moves. They were monumental moves. They were brought in to try to improve the team from last year. The team from last year, as we all know, we all love that team. And we all love Dante DiVincenzo and Hartenstein and everybody else. And it's those guys are missing. There's a little bit of that edge. It feels like it's missing. These guys are... you know, especially OG, the way he's been playing lately. I mean, it's nice to see him back playing at that level that he was when he first got here. But, you know, if they don't get past the second round, it's almost all for naught. Like, this, we expected that this was going to be the year with these new guys here. And you have 5 legitimate starters. Some of, you know, and Mikal Bridges has been on a little bit of a slump. But, you know, there's a long way to go. And they finally got Mitchell Robinson back. So now they're finally whole, and Miles McBride is whole. They're back together. The question is can they beat the Celtics? Because that's who they're probably going to have to play in the playoffs. I was looking at them. They're 2.5 games behind the Celtics right now, and I was kind of comparing the schedules. And the Knicks, obviously, Tuesday night they had the Warriors at the Garden, and this is where Jalen Brunson has got to shut down Steph Curry. Don't let him drop 50 on you in the Garden. I mean, like, can we just... And then they go out and they get that West Coast trip and they start with the Lakers. This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, for the Knicks in their scheduling. They won these 2 games on the road at Memphis and at Miami, which were great wins, important wins, especially when you beat Memphis in Memphis and you win the way that you won against the 7-seed Miami Heat last night. But this next... 8 games here is going to determine where they're going to end up in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just then you're talking about barring a disaster with the Knicks in the first round and losing in the first round, just having home court advantage against the Celtics in the second round is basically what you're looking at.
Like, man, I mean, like, look, I know what MSG wants. They want both the Rangers and the Knicks in the playoffs because that's where they make a gazillion dollars, and they need those teams to make it to the playoffs. And even when you're in the midst of trading people like Chris Drury is right now, that doesn't mean that this team can't get to the playoffs. I mean, they want at least 1 playoff round, even though they're not a cup-ready team right now. They're in the midst of being a cup-ready team, and somebody's going big game hunting this offseason or maybe next offseason for a guy who wears number 97. Who knows? But anyway, saying that, look, the Garden wants deep playoff runs for both of these teams because that's where they make their money.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, and you're going to be guaranteed home playoff games with the Knicks. You're not sure about the Rangers yet, but, I mean, getting that home court advantage helps you out a little bit more. But at the same time, I mean, I got to see them play better against Boston to even feel like they have a chance.